Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 21.
Hi.
What? Hello.
Legal. I am Brian Kluger. I'm with Gotti Elcon.
Howdy.
Andrew Conway.
Hey.
Adam Conway.
Yeah.
And Mark Schaffardini.
Come for your daughter, Chuck.
Beetlejuice is good.
And it goes to their network.
Well, this is our in the news.
That was awesome.
Here's our in the news segment, our 21st segment of in the news, where we discuss all the cool things news-wise related to video games, music, TV, movies, everything else. WWE.
Just to laugh at you whenever you look at me.
I turn you on. I know.
People don't know that you're looking at me, though.
That's true. I'm always looking into your eyes. Beautiful, beautiful South African Betty Davis, eyes.
Betty Davis
in
eyes.
In your eyes.
You got Betty Davis eyes.
All crying. All right. We've gotten off subject already by looking at each other. I'll start out with some video game news.
Stop looking at me.
Video game news. Nintendo has slashed the number of Wii U's and 3DS consoles it expects to sell by like 60%.
Why?
It's insane. So they expected to sell 9 million. They have dropped that to 2.8 million they expect to sell. And for 3DS, they expected to sell 18. They dropped it down to 15. And their profit they expected for the next year is 55 billion yen. But now they expect only 25 billion.
Did you do the math correct?
No, they think that they are going to sell more Wiis than anything else. But I think Nintendo's problem is that they're definitely not up to par with PS4 and Xbox, which PS4 has already sold 4.2 million units since they came out 2 months ago, and Xbox is over 3 million. But Nintendo released a statement that said they've only sold 500,000 units in the last 6 months of Wiis, which is crazy. So I think Nintendo's really going down. And I think Nintendo, the way to stay in the game is to sell the rights to their characters and video games to Microsoft and Sony so that they can get decent games. Because the Wii U, I mean, it's high def now, but the games aren't as great.
I don't know anyone that has a Wii U.
I have the Wii, but I don't have a Wii U. I don't know anybody has a Wii U. It's just not... It's not the same.
What are you laughing at?
The Wii, I don't know.
It's the Wii U.
The Wii U.
It's what it's called, the Wii U.
Keep your Wii U to yourself.
But what do you think? Do you think Nintendo should sell the rights to stay in business? Because they'll go out of business after this console.
Then you lose their bit. I mean,
what's their bit?
They'll become the next Sega. Nintendo. Sega did that, licensed their characters away.
And then Sonic
still
lives.
I agree. They need
all
to
this
do
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
I would like to see Mario live on. Let's do it.
Might be the smartest
move. Well, I'm talking as far as, like, I don't see Nintendo releasing another console in the future if they don't do that.
Well, they should go for, like, an adult-themed console. Like, no, this one's, like, more for...
They're not going to be able to compete.
Yeah.
But it's the graphics, it's the processor. They're way below the standards of today's gaming.
But they still have the number one iconic character of all time for video games.
That's true. That's the thing. They have Zelda, Mario...
Metroid. Super Smash Brothers.
It should go educational.
Star Fox.
They need to sell those. Schools. Can you imagine a Super Mario Brothers game on PS4? How awesome that would look or be?
Do you need great graphics, though? I mean, to sell that character?
It's more about the characters. Yeah. Not more about the graphics.
But that would be awesome to have, not like the cartoony thing, and maybe they would do like a, not a live action, but something better.
Need for Speed Mario Kart style.
I don't know. But that's the Nintendo news.
That Yoshi.
here's a bit of weird news. There's a new game that came out for mobile platforms for iOS and Android. It's called
Our
Two Bedroom Story, where you play a female who initiates a relationship with her boss in the office, and they move in together and have sex.
Wow. Sorry, what?
Don't get any ideas.
How much does it cost to play?
It's a game.
I think it's $1.99.
Is it an app?
Comes with your own fleshlight?
It's a game. It's a game on your mobile devices. But it's called...
It's technology. Let's use it for sex.
Of course.
Shocking.
And then moving on.
I'll buy that.
EA Sports UFC is finally coming out in spring of 2014. And the lookalikes are the... motion capture they got from the people like Forrest Griffin looks amazing, like all the way down to like their cauliflower ears and everything, man. Like it looks insanely good.
Still not going to be better than wrestling.
Are you going to be able to break Anderson Silva's leg?
That would make it go jelly in the game. That would be awesome.
They're going to make his head bleed. But yeah, there's
Wayne.
There's that. And then the Fable trilogy is coming out on Xbox 360 and HD in February 4th. So for those of you who like Fable, get the trilogy in one set. HD.
Dominated.
Which they did, with Hitman recently and Tomb Raider. So that's most of the video game news. Does anybody else have video game news? No?
Nope.
All right. Well, Adam, you have TV news, right, for us?
I do have TV news.
Give us some good TV news.
Tell us.
First up, SAG Awards happened
last
night, and for television, we had Modern Family win for Best Comedy Ensemble and Breaking Bad winning for Best Dramatic Ensemble.
This is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Why is Modern Family still winning? I would say the ensemble comedy for Veep is better than Modern Family.
Well, Julie Dreyfus did win for Veep for Best Actress.
That is good, but as far as ensemble, that ensemble Veep is
better. I don't know if SAG is like...
Well, SAG, they're nominated by your peers. So
yeah, so it's... Everyone would like... I mean, you've got people that have been in the game a little bit.
And Ty Burrell won this year, and this is the first time in 7 years.
He deserved it.
He deserved it
because he's not on a show anymore.
Well, that's kind of funny, because that's one of the reasons I thought that... I mean, Breaking Bad is a great show. There's, full stop. But the thing is, it's like, that show, its time is over, and I think that unless it's recognized now...
Right.
You know, it's like
Bryan Cranston won for Best Dramatic Actor, and then, but Downton Abbey, Maggie Smith won for
Best Actress.
Did y'all see Mrs. Gunn, by the way? She's looking quite hot.
She is.
She looked gorgeous at the SAG. I don't want to go into, like, Joan Rivers mode, but.
We know you like tall blondes.
No, she
did you say Abigail Breslin?
No, Anna Gunn recently came out, like, during filming, she was, like, sick with something. She was, like, always, like, bigger than what she normally
was.
Yeah.
She looks great, and I can't wait for her new series. That's kind of what I was getting at. But
let's talk
about tall, hot blondes.
THBs?
Is that Grace Point, is what you're referring to?
Possibly.
The remake of Broadchurch?
Maybe.
Let's see, we also have Dennis Leary has a new show he's producing called Sirens.
Is he starring in it, too?
I don't think he's in it,
yeah.
It's a comedy. It's a half-hour comedy about
certainly not
ambulance
sweet
workers.
Anything he says yes to.
Yeah, so we'll see how it does. And also, Louis C.K. is producing a new show starring Zach Galifianakis.
He's using that new deal to good effect.
That's awesome, though.
Louis C.K., if you don't remember, signed a deal with FX to like pretty much have his own say in what shows he creates, stars in, or whatever. And the first news is a show with Zach Galifianakis.
And then also FX announced that Charlie Kaufman has a new show called How and Why, starring Michael Cera and Jonathan Hawks, which sounds awesome.
John Hawks and Michael Cera?
Yeah. And it's about a man who can explain how and why a nuclear reactor works, but is clueless about life.
So is he a
Wow.
This sounds like a laugh track series.
Yeah. Well,
or Monk.
It's Charlie Kaufman, so I'm down. So, and Jonathan Hawks, I'll watch anything he's in.
Yeah.
I like Charlie Kaufman. What is the last thing he did?
Adaptation?
I mean, that's why I think of Adaptation completely, but I'm trying to remember, like,
what? Schenectady, New York.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the last thing.
Yeah. I think that was the last
thing. Okay.
He'd been...
Yeah.
And what network is that going to be on?
Like 08?
Well, he has a new movie coming out also. I think it's like... Is it The Frank? The Frank movie?
The Frank?
It's called Frank.
I don't know.
Oh, with Michael Fassbender? And the paper mache head?
Yeah. Isn't that the one... Yeah. That is
his movie.
Yeah.
That's
his movie. Yeah.
Sweet.
It's at Sundance right now.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So what were you saying, Brian?
What network?
FX.
FX. Cool.
FX is doing good things. Also, there was big news that Fox is abandoning the pilot season this week, which I don't know how that affects.
They just don't want anything new.
Basically, they're not going to have it where they pick up all their shows at once. They're going to do it throughout the year, So it's going to be a lot difficult.
That's how AMC does it.
Yeah, they're trying to mimic cable, but all the other networks, broadcasts are still doing pilot season.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that changes their mind.
Well, it helps them save money too, because they don't put all this money up front on all these pilots that might not work out, and they're able to actually plan it out a little
bit. Yeah, but they're also the ones that cut shows way too early, too. Like, I mean, AMC will cut a show at the end of a season, whereas yeah. a Fox will do it two seasons.
One episode in.
Two episodes in. Which is ridiculous.
And
shows you how numbers affect those little crazy dudes.
That's really the reason why they're doing it, though, that they say that it gives them time, because you really need to develop a whole... You need to give, it gives a lot of shows a season to actually develop where it's headed.
Seinfeld wouldn't have been on TV.
Exactly. There's a lot of shows like that.
The Seinfeld Chronicles was the first season.
Like the first season of Parks and Rec was, I thought, was horrible.
Yeah.
But it got it's one of my favorite shows now.
Agent Carter, based on Captain America's girlfriend.
Yeah.
The TV show is moving forward with the creators of Reaper, Tara Butters and Michelle Fazekas, which I'm excited for.
I miss Reaper.
I miss Reaper so much.
My beef with this is the same thing when I own my comic book store, is that when new series of toys would come out, there would not be like a big superhero in the pack. It would be all these small, minute characters.
Ancillary characters, yeah.
Yeah, so is people going to really want to see these ridiculous characters without the big heroes in it?
We'll see. The
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The short was pretty good. If you saw the short that was attached to...
Was it the Ben Kingsley one?
No.
They're doing a Marvel.
What about Tiny?
Yeah, that one's coming out soon. That's the Marvel one shot they're doing.
That one looks good, but yeah.
I mean, I'm all for the superhero shows, but it's just...
And another super... I have a couple other superhero show news. Gotham just said that Donald Logue, who thought... They thought it was going to be, I guess...
I love that guy.
Was actually asked to play Harvey Bullock, the detective that fights with...
Nice.
All the time. So we'll see if he actually accepts the role. I like Donald Logue.
What has Donald Logue been doing recently since the Tao Steve?
Well, he's been in a lot.
He was in Terriers. He's also in Copper. He was in Copper.
Terriers only lasted one season, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
How did it only last one season?
That's so good.
USA, you stupid fools. Even though I think it was FX.
I don't think they gave it enough promotion.
Maybe they should put it on USA. Sorry, USA.
So they still haven't found their Jim Gordon yet, but...
Sykes, great.
But hopefully Donald will accept Harvey Bullock, because he's great in everything he does. Wasn't he on Sons of Anarchy for a time, too?
He played...
Yeah.
Like the lawyer or something?
Yeah.
And then also NBC just greenlit Constantine. So
they greenlit,
yeah.
Yeah. Excited about that. I don't like that it's on NBC.
Well, yeah, but they're doing darker stuff. Like, look at Hannibal. That's like freaking...
Hannibal's probably their best...
Their best show right now, yeah.
But Constantine's like... has like in demons and hell and stuff.
I'm saying
Hannibal's
look at Hannibal.
Well, they've been doing a lot of that stuff, like Grimm and all those fairy tales. The Grimm's been kind of scary.
Grimm's bloody.
They're taking risks. So they know the audience needs that
because they're trying to get audience back. They're like number four. You're like actually almost number five because Univision's creeping up on them.
Univision.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
What?
Also, I have. Veronica Mars is getting a spin-off series starring Ryan Hansen.
Which is Dick Casablancas.
Dick Casablancas.
In the show.
I'm very excited for a series.
And you know what this means?
I love Ryan Hansen.
So the show is going to be on the CW Seed, which is their digital platform online web series.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only going to be a few minutes long each. But if that show does really well, which I think it will,
they'll make it a real
series. I bet you it'll make Veronica Mars come back to TV.
Well, not Veronica Mars, but I'm saying probably...
They're going to be on everyone's mind because the movie's coming up.
Yeah.
But if the movie does super well, they'll bring it back to TV.
Yeah, of course. That's the good thing about it.
But this is another step, though, to that.
Yeah.
With the Dick Casablancas, which I would love to see Dick Casablancas show. He is great.
He is great. And my final piece of TV news is that American Horror Story announced that season 4 will be set in 1950.
Yeah, I heard that, which is cool. That's awesome.
I wonder if it's going to be around, like... That's interesting.
Is that the Roswell time?
Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, it's going to be
aliens.
They haven't done an Aliens yet. Man,
Witches,
Ryan Murphy. What a smart little dude.
He was
that
concept as a kid.
Well, people are starting to follow that because the True Detective announced that they're going to be doing the same sort of thing as American Horror Story.
The difference is they'll flush their cast.
Oh, they'll flush
American,
their main cast.
Yeah.
They brought the cast back to play different roles. They're not the same roles.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if they can hold it as well as American Horror. Because, I mean, Jessica Lange's carried a lot of that show. And rightfully so. Quality.
I have a question for you on another piece of TV news.
Hello?
The Wonder Woman TV show got canceled before it could air.
Sad.
Right.
Which is crazy. What's the deal with that?
Well, it's because they want to focus on Wonder Woman in
the Superman versus Batman.
So they just X'd out this TV series for now?
Might come back out now since it's going to be... Because
they want to have two Wonder Woman movies, I guess. We'll see. You know, they probably just didn't have time to develop it as much since they were working.
How hard is it to develop Wonder Woman?
Well, it was supposed to be like a prequel where, you know, she's...
And Amazon, that's a great do it.
It was supposed to be like Smallville.
Xena, yeah, it can't be that hard to come up with. They've done Smallville,
yeah.
Eight, 9 seasons.
11, I think.
The past
11.
Has shown
11.
86 years. The Oscars.
The past has shown that Wonder Woman cannot get off the ground.
Yeah.
Before the Avengers, Joss Whedon was signed on to do Wonder Woman, and they nixed it.
Yeah.
And then, but DC's kicking themselves because now Marvel has Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But they have The Flash coming out also.
So yeah, because we're so excited about that.
I am super excited.
Well, that's TV
Do
news.
You watch Arrow and all that?
No, I don't watch Arrow.
Wait, you have another TV?
I have one
news?
Little thing. Danny Boyle announced his show Babylon.
Yeah.
That he's working on. Do you want to talk, Dino, a little bit about that? Or?
Well, yeah, we've
talked about Babylon.
We've talked about it before. Okay.
Well, yeah, it stars Britt Marling, and she's basically a U.S. Investigative reporter that goes into... Just take a look at how Scotland Yard detectives run their, you know, jurisdiction. So it sounds. I don't know if it's gonna be a comedy or drama, but I'm down with because of Britt Marling.
I thought they were leaning towards this drama.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know, Danny Boyle.
I like Britt.
Good stuff.
I like Britt. I like Danny Boyle. Sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that TV news? With
that's
them?
TV news.
Yeah.
All right, let's head out over to Gotti Elcon for music news.
Musica. Well, this kind of start off. Music. Beck put up the teaser for Blue Moon, which is off his new album, comes out in February.
Nice.
And
is he going to do anything crazy like he's done in the past?
There's a little bit of
which
a vinyl.
Is it though? Isn't there
Morning Haze? Is that what it's called? Something like that?
I don't know.
He's doing something with the vinyl, but I'm not sure exactly. He hasn't released all what he's doing for it, but because he's already done the notes, like liner notes where you could do it yourself. But I think he's doing a unique vinyl for this.
Okay.
So that could be what he's doing. But who knows with Beck. He'll come up with some crazy element that makes him Beck.
He's a Scientologist, isn't he?
Yes, he is. A really interesting album, a concept album I'm really excited about. Radiohead, Johnny Greenwood, and Nationals, Bryce Dessner are teaming up to do an orchestral piece that's based off of Greenwood's There Will Be Blood soundtrack.
It, badass.
So it's going to bring back those haunting themes, but add in the Nationals' whole full orchestra style, and it could be the darkest album ever. It's going to be amazing.
There Will Be Blood soundtrack. I remember seeing it in the theater. It reminded me so much of the Shining soundtrack.
It's
so
haunting.
Much. Yeah, it is.
So that's easily going to probably make our top favorite list later in the year.
Do you remember Frank Zappa never won a Grammy until his orchestra classic album?
If y'all are not big National fans, they do a lot of this with their concerts. They do a lot of orchestra-based themes that are really cool.
I'm excited about that.
Do they have a theremin? What's my favorite instrument?
They have used a theremin for some of their songs.
That's why I like Dvotchka so much.
But that's coming out March 3rd. It's a split album, but it's all based on that idea. Bruce Springsteen's album came out this week.
Yep.
High Hopes from Columbia. Supposedly doing really well. He's been all over. Like NPR had a full hour-long interview with him. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Like he's talking. He's opening up about the history of what he wants his legacy to be.
He's still one of the only rock stars left that's still down to earth and connects with his fans like nobody else.
He's so presentable to his fans.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. So it's good. It'll be the year of Bruce.
And he was on Fallon. Mm-hmm. Fallon and him kind of dressed like the same and sung the Richard.
Well, he's done his Bruce. He's done fake Bruce before.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's see. They're also doing a lot of streaming on what Young Giant's new album is kind of the number one stream on iTunes.
Really?
So it's
free. Isn't it Young the Giant?
Young and the Giant. Sorry. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Young and the Giant's new album is streaming, and it's the free one for iTunes, so it's the leading streaming,
or
whatever, how they dictate that.
All right,
Bastille's album, All This Blood, is finally being fully released on January... It's already January 14th, so this past week, which if y'all haven't heard that...
So the other one was
just an EP? Just the EP. So this is the full 9 album song? Yeah. So go get out the new one. Also, James Blake has been all over the BBC Radio 1. He's done two kind of cool songs. He released 40455. I don't know if that's how you say it or how he says it. But he also did a remix of Beyonce's Drunk Love, and he calls it Harmonics.
Interesting.
And for those that remember James Blake, go listen to him now. It's completely different. He's gotten very, I don't know, strong with changing his harmonies.
Yeah.
And he sounds incredible. He's not as one note as he used to be. And he's huge right now in Britain. Foo Fighters also released on Instagram a picture of their completed 8th LP.
Wow.
So Foo Fighters is coming later this year.
When did they start out?
When?
Right after Nirvana.
Has
it
been after?
Like 94 maybe?
Is it, so it's been 20 years for Foo Fighters, right?
Yeah. And Dave Grohl also released an audition tape that he had before Nirvana that he was piping around the LA scene for a good year. And it's just mainly him drumming and soloing, and it's supposedly amazing stuff.
It's getting the best.
So do you think Foo Fighters will tour?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In 2015, you will expect a full, probably world tour. They'll go America first and then overseas pretty quickly. I would expect them to do a lot of touring. Another really awesome album. This will be another one of those top 10 albums of the year. Jack White and Neil Young are doing a covers album together. And they supposedly have it finished.
My God. Yes.
They supposedly, Neil came over to Jack White Studios in Nashville, and they supposedly did it in secret. And only a few people have kind of leaked that there could have been this covers album. But now it's been leaked that, yeah, they've already like recorded 12 songs.
So, man, Third Man Records is going to have a big day. I wonder if any, oh, man, even a vault package for that, if they do like unreleased stuff for the other album. Oh my God.
It's going to be fourth amazing. It, expect it like fall of this year, if anything, because I'm sure they're going to wait until the fall season.
And it's going to be an expensive record because every Neil Young record that's come out recently has been like $40 or more.
But it's worth it.
I agree.
I think he's gotten better in these last 5 years than his entire career.
So what covers? Oh my gosh. Like
he's been doing, he's been doing a lot of kind of country, redoing country 40s, 50s. He did another Dylan. He's always done Dylan covers.
Have they released the track listing yet?
You can sort of search online, but none of it's like official.
Nothing's been released.
But that's obviously huge news.
That's great.
Looking at kind of concerts and interesting things, Outkast obviously announced that they're back. They've also released their 40 tour stops. Dallas is not one of them, ironically.
Which is weird.
Big Boy's been here the past 3 years.
That's weird.
It might be because Andre 3000 has a rough history with Dallas. If y'all remember the song Mrs. Jackson, is about Erykah Badu's mom. And obviously Dallas is a tough place for him to come home.
So are they going to Austin or Houston, San Antonio?
Talks are the Houston, but it's the only Texas date that was announced.
Okay.
Let's see what else. If you want to read a really cool article about Erykah, that song being about Dallas and the whole connection Erykah Badu and their history, their relationship. Corey Graves did an awesome thing for Central Track like last week. That fascinating.
Okay.
Fascinating stuff. Let's see. Sundance obviously is going on, so there's a lot of music. So last night they had the Cults and James Murphy from LCD Sound System. And tonight they have Neon Indian doing a full 2.5 hour show. And it'll be supposedly all their album last year and some new material they've been working on. Supposedly going to blow out Sundance this weekend.
Dallas Film Festival needs a music portion.
Behind the scenes, we'll talk about it more. and that's pretty much all in the news. Definitely check out Bruce Springsteen. Get that album now. But Neil Young and Jack White.
Can't wait. That is awesome.
To be incredible.
I have one small music news. I guess the guy who sings the actual song part of Avicii's Wake Me Up.
The black guy.
Yeah, Aloe Black is his name.
Yeah.
He actually has a new song called The Man that's actually really good. And it's like number one in UK right now. So he's actually getting exposure because of Avicii, which is good because he's really great.
He's awesome. I love his voice.
He sang the theme song for How to Make It in America.
Ooh.
I need a dollar, dollar. That song. Okay.
We're singing with Adam.
So that's music news?
That's the only piece of music.
By the way, if we ever do a karaoke, Adam's my pick to win it.
Sweet.
I've seen him.
What?
I've seen him.
What?
Well,
that's music news with Gotti.
I have the voice of an angel, Gotti.
Music news with Gotti. We're going to head on over to comic book news Mark Ciafardini.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, Ben Affleck? Thanks for being here.
I'm so upset about headlining this major motion picture now, a year later. Anyway, in case you have been following...
Red Runner?
Yes. Peter Parker is no longer in the land of the living, so says one of his comic book series. And Marvel sets to rectify that with a new series, taking Peter's ghost from the Superior Spider-Man series.
That was real.
And putting it back into The Amazing Spider-Man. So come this April, Dan Slott and Humberto Ramos are going to be bringing Amazing Spider-Man back to shelves.
So is he
did you mention this last time?
No, he gets back to his body. And there was at one time where... What, did you cover this last
time? No, not this.
He says he likes Humberto Ramos' artwork.
I like Humberto. Okay. I talked about Humberto. Yeah. I always talk about Humberto Ramos. But I didn't mention him. This is good. This is cool that... They're finally finding a way to bring him back.
Yeah, and it haven't really said how that's going to happen, but you know, it didn't go over too well with the fans. And I mean, it was successful, but yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a publicity stunt. It's we're gonna sell 200% more Spider-Man issues now since Peter Parker is here,
which is exactly what they did in the Simpsons episode last week when they killed off Radioactive Man, and then they said, "Oh yeah, what's gonna happen? We'll just bring him back in an overpriced origin issue."
It's exactly what happens. Yeah. That's what happened with Captain America in issue number 25 from 2009, I think.
Yeah,
that they killed him, and then like less than a year later, he's back.
So don't worry, Spidey is not going to be hanging around Doc Ock's brain as a ghost.
So the only character that's pretty much stayed dead is Gwen Stacy, right?
Nah, she's back.
She's been revitalized a couple times.
The bee is back, right?
No.
They never brought her back.
Well, in the movie.
Well, I guess she sucked.
Yeah. In the movie, she is.
But that'll probably end after this next movie.
Darn!
Oh,
yeah. That's
so funny. Next on the list, and I'm not really sure if I'm reading this right. DC is going to be coming up with a new 52 issue. And it may or may not include Wally West, which everybody knows is the Flash. And I can't tell if the source that I'm reading this from is a fan rant or if there's actually inside info, but they don't really see why the origin story is necessary. But Wally retired twice from being El Flasho Grande. And
is 52, is it a new series or is it just a one-shot?
It's like the new modernize everything.
Yeah, it's sort of like Marvel 1, the new...
Marvel Now.
Okay. No, I mean, but it's not going to be just a miniseries. It's going to be 52 issues for the year?
No. 52 is the name of the... Just the...
Okay.
The broad spectrum of...
Yeah, they're going to try to do at least 52 stories.
Because there was a whole, 52 weeks where they released one issue.
I have, though. Yeah.
So it's basically continuing that. These are all new, basically, stories for the characters, so some of them haven't been introduced.
Okay.
This is the first time Wally West is introduced in 52.
Okay, all right. That's what
Because we already have Barry Allen still.
So why are people getting pissed about it?
Well, I'm not going to say who this source
Worlds
is,
me the
but
wrong
he just
way.
Thinks it may not be necessary.
They don't need another origin story, is what they're saying.
Chaps, my chap.
We've seen it 80 times.
although it was important to note that Wally was the first superhero to succeed his mentor when he, I guess, took the mantle from his uncle, Barry Allen.
Barry Allen, yes.
And became El Flasho.
Modern age, silver age, and golden age.
So, you know, take that for what it's worth, even though I didn't really give very much information. Next on the list is Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, this is a contentious one, just because Marvel, you know, put this thing gave it the green light and said, we're going to make this. But people outside the comic fan base don't know who these people are. And I think that Marvel's biggest challenge is going to be the marketing, trying to get people interested in this before this hits the theater. So, in one of their first steps, this is really great, they are coming up with a line of cups and bottles that showcase the characters from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like baby bottles or beer bottles?
Well, it could be either. Well, they look like, you know, the promotional cups you get at the theater when you get your $20 bag of popcorn.
So is Angelica going to do this?
They don't say which theaters, but it says images from a few upcoming cups and water bottles from Zach Design. And they have Star-Lord, Rocket Raccoon, Groot, and Drax, and Gamora. And so it's, you know, it's a way of introducing this to the kiddos to kind of get their parents to take them. And I think that they need a lot of help.
And
they'll
be collector's
items
too. Limited editions.
Yeah, you have to watch out the soda first, but yes.
That's sweet.
So That's all I have. There's not a whole lot going on.
Not a whole lot of comic news. All right. Anybody else have any comic news?
I have one little thing.
One little thing.
They announced off of... Right now, I don't know if people know, but DC is doing this sort of Forever Evil thing where a lot of the supervillains are taking over the regular titles.
Yeah.
And spinning off that, Jeff Johns announced that Lex Luthor is going to be joining the Justice League. So, starting in April, the newest member of the Justice League is going to be Lex Luthor. So
which is badass.
Their nemesis is now.
So, how are they going to do Lex Luthor? Because there's definitely rumors that Denzel Washington is going to be Lex Luthor in the movie.
There's also Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, movie. Also that. I wonder if they'd model
we'll see.
Them after in the comic.
So, it's interesting, you know. So,
God, he's really excited about it.
That's going to cause a whole new level of tension between the heroes they have now, and now Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor is going to fuck somebody.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So
that's pretty cool. It's that comic book news with Mark. That's good stuff.
Yeah. So, and, Brian, what are you doing now? You're writing a novel? Friends become enemies? Enemies become friends?
Exactly, sir.
Interesting plot.
And then our last bit of news.
Movie news.
Our last bit of news is movie news with Andrew Conway. What do you got?
First, it was announced in the Despicable Me 3 and How the Grinch Stole Christmas got release dates for 2017.
Yeah.
Despicable Me has been doing so
it's
good.
Like the biggest movie
it's the biggest
ever.
Thing. Yeah. And so it was announced for 2017 because they announced previously that the Minions are getting their own little spin-off.
Yeah.
And they... saying like they have John Hamm and Sandra Bullock attached to play some of the Minions,
which is awesome.
And that's coming out in 2015.
They don't speak English.
I know. What if they do one of those things where like they're all speaking Minion, then slowly they start speaking English, so we understand what they're saying.
Like the Hunt for Red October.
So they've done that in several movies. Yeah,
they could do that.
They
can either do like a complete Minions movie in subtitles, or they can do the thing that Tarantino did in Inglourious Bastards, where like I do not like to speak French right now. I like to speak English,
yeah.
And then just go that way.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
Did you guys ever see Galaxy Quest? One of the special features was a Thermian language track. Yeah, so you can listen to the whole movie.
That's awesome.
That lasts 30 seconds.
We need to have that.
That needs to be in one of our movie festivals thing.
And the next, Margot Robbie, who played Leonardo DiCaprio's wife in Wolf of Wall Street, just got announced taking over for Amanda Seyfried in the movie Z for Zachariah about a post-apocalyptic world from a book by Robert O'Brien. And so I think she's
that.
Like the new,
yeah.
She's the new it girl.
With all your moves.
Not to be confused with Lost City of Z.
Yes.
With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Daddy. Yeah, so she's, I think she's...
Daddy.
Speaking
hey,
of
Daddy.
People that are just, you know, I guess hot right now, we have Miles Teller, who,
yeah.
After Spectacular Now, is pretty much in like everything. He's got several films in Sundance right now, and he, they just announced, I guess Emil Hirsch actually let this slip that Miles Teller's going to be playing Dan Aykroyd in the John Belushi biopic.
That's awesome.
So that's going to be...
So Emil Hirsch and Miles Teller. That looks
awesome.
Perfect.
And
they're going to look perfect together, like as Blues Brothers.
And to kind of add with Miles at Sundance, one of those like three films that he's in, Whiplash,
just sold
to Sony.
$3 million.
Yeah.
So much classics, yeah.
Exactly.
He's a good guy.
Jennifer Bedwell will get us that movie.
They said it's like a Black Swan, but with drumming instead of ballet.
Huh.
Well, it's like a dark... It's based on a drummer. He plays a drummer who goes into a... jazz orchestra, and it's the guy who
the conductor
teaches
is
the conductor,
J.K. Simmons,
who is supposedly
that's
very
awesome.
Dark
yeah.
and cynical.
I just hope we don't get too
I
much.
I watch anything J.K. Simmons is in.
And it's based on the short that was at Sundance last year.
Hopefully we don't get burned out by Miles, unfortunately, because that's what happens with any big like big moment or big actor that they take him and just put him in everything, and then we get burned out by him. It's happened like Jude Law in the past.
Sam
and several
Worthington.
several other people.
Not good to
but we'll see. You know, that sounds like a great fit. Him playing Dan Aykroyd. But also earlier this week, we got really awesome for people who use the web. There's a website called Reddit. And they do this thing called Ask Me Anything, AMA.
Yeah.
And they actually got Bill Murray to do a segment on there.
And who showed up?
And who showed up?
His brother.
Snoop Dogg. on the thing.
Who showed up? And he was on there for Monuments. You know, he was doing a pitch for Monuments Men. So there's, I haven't actually, I didn't get to the Snoop Dogg part yet. I read about half of it.
It's like 2.5 hours.
But it's really cool. So people were asking him everything that he's got. There's some really great behind the scenes stuff for like Broken Flowers and why he works with Wes Anderson, and I'm sure. And Snoop Dogg shows up.
Did somebody ask him about the Garfield and like how he thought it was the Coen brothers?
Yeah.
That's why he said yes to it without realizing it. Yeah. That's great.
You got a good visitor, Brian.
And then something that was sort of announced earlier this week, Batman Superman has been pushed back to 2016. And early reports is because, you know, they're saying it's because Ben Affleck has broken his leg. But a lot of people are now speculating that Warner Brothers wants to go ahead and just make this a full-fledged Justice League. And so there's been rumors that Jason Momoa might be playing Aquaman. They already have Wonder Woman, so...
So wait a second. What you're saying is that they're making Man of Steel 2 sequel. Then they're saying they're making a Batman Superman movie, and now you're saying that they're adding all these things they want to do. Justice League right off the bat,
throw it in and make it into a Justice
League. That's just making it
because it will jump in the gun. Because they're having to wait now. They're getting antsy. They're like, oh, this is 2 years now, and they got to get these properties out because they want to try to compete, and they're failing against Marvel, and now that you know Star Wars has been announced, another 20 movies from Star Wars. So it's a big market and. So we'll
Gotti,
see what
how do you
there.
Feel about this?
Yeah.
Oh God.
And I'm sure you know Gotti's excited about this. Taking Batman Superman's spot for 2016, they decided to throw in another Peter Pan film called Pan.
Oh.
So we got another Peter Pan.
It's the one with Hugh Jackman as Captain Hook.
So is that like three or four?
There's three or four. Because there's Peter the Starcatchers, you know, which is based on the play.
It's Pan. You know, if you like Hook, you like Pan.
This is the Joe Wright Pan.
So speaking of getting old and burned out on something, too many Pan movies in one
year. Each year there's always like, you know, it happens. Like, you know, Houdini's gonna have like 4 movies next year also. So
it's great.
It seems like a Justice League movie now is jumping the gun.
Yeah. Yep.
Really.
Just like a Batman Superman one.
Unless like how Marvel did it with the Avengers, how they did each superhero
they're doing it reverse.
That's what
they're thinking. You know what they should do? They should get a better director. That's what they should do. Because Marvel has a good director.
Snyder's not Whedon.
Let's not
kid
ourselves.
But is Nolan coming back to produce this one? I wonder.
Does he? Because I hope he doesn't.
He does.
Why doesn't he go do his own stuff?
It's part of his deal
better.
With...
what the hell are they doing?
You
ruining
secretly
comics.
Like Zack Snyder.
I hate Zack Snyder.
You didn't like Dawn of
the
Dead?
I don't like Zack Snyder.
I did like Dawn of the Dead.
Watchmen?
It was beautiful.
No, I did not. Watchmen is probably one
that's
of the
Zack
better
Snyder
remakes.
Zack Snyder makes beautiful things, but he can't make a good movie.
Like Michael Bay.
Like, he makes... No script. Like, I would love him as a cinematographer all
that
day,
is the best...
Day.
Example.
Zack Snyder is loads
better
than Michael
Bay.
He
looks good.
Is he? Maybe in a few years, Zack Snyder will be in front of the CES and he'll be able to walk off the
Well, I mean, I like Snyder a lot. You're right. He's a visual master.
He's visual. He's visually stunning.
Guardians of the Legend of the Guardians, the owl movie.
Yes.
That was an awesome movie.
Rise of
God. That is your evidence for Zack Snyder.
It was an awesome movie.
We all need to
visually. Yes.
Well, no, well, yeah. Like, if you watch, like, we were talking about this before, but like Sucker Punch without the sound, just let it go. Visual looks great.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want to see what this looks like. I want
to
see what this looks like.
I would
tap
the break on.
And right when you turn the sound on, you're like, turn the movie off, please. But I
like DC's doing something different than Marvel now.
No, they're not. They're doing exactly what Marvel's done.
They're doing the opposite. They're doing the big one first. If this is
if
they
were doing something
different,
it would be cool.
It's right now.
Like if they were using. Not their A-list. They're going for something darker, something different. That would be cool. But all they're doing is, flipping the script, and it's going to suck.
Well, we'll see. The big problem that I see is that you have these... Everybody in DC is, like, very dated. You know? These characters haven't really changed since... You know,
they got this
decades.
Whole wholesome image, and people can't relate to them anymore.
And
that's why
Christopher
Nolan
is
a part of this.
Like, only Batman is a human. Everybody
well, that's why Superman is such a hard sell too, is because his character was great back in the 70s and 60s, but it's hard for people to actually relate to him. And they try to do that with Smallville, but Yeah, it's just people can't find a way to actually enjoy
this. Him. Man of Steel was great. I don't care what you say, Gotti.
I wanted more. I thought that
there
was
a lot of lacking. I'm not a full hater like Kevin Costner, AV Club, which named it their fourth worst film. But to say it's a great film, it loses all the hope of Superman.
Use more.
Betrayer. All right, we're getting off subject here. We'll have another Batman Superman.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking more about this as it develops.
Do you have any more movie news?
So, but yeah, that's all the movie news I have.
I've got some.
You got some?
Got some.
I'll jump back to Sundance because Sundance has a lot of interesting acquisitions.
Since we talked about last,
we talked about Whiplash, which is the Miles Teller. Watch out for the name Damien Chazelle. He's the writer director of Whiplash, and he'll probably be a big name in the next couple of months. Lionsgate and CNN acquired Dinosaur 13, which I've actually seen this dinosaur. It's
Dinosaur?
Sue. Dinosaur.
Was that the Pearl Museum for
dinosaurs? No. It was parts of it. Yeah. But it was in Chicago last year, and that's where I saw it.
The documentary sounds awesome.
It's called Dinosaur 13. It's a doc about Sue, the biggest intact T-Rex bones they've ever found.
It was 80% intact. The previous ones were only 40%.
They were fossils, not bones.
This is the 13th T-Rex. That's why it's called Dinosaur 13.
Correct. And it's already been around some of the museums. It was in Chicago, which I went to with a tall blonde. And Skylar came with me. Amy Gunn came with me. And it's supposedly a really well done look into how they get fossils into museums and then how that translates, and it's really interesting. And plus, they're getting into a little bit more of the history of the way the world was impacted after the dinosaurs.
CNN's doing some good stuff, so.
Yeah, they're kind of changing. I'm glad they're getting in with Lionsgate, who know a little bit more about the distribution side of the doc world. They've worked with a lot of docs, Fahrenheit 9/11, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Magnolia and Paramount picked up a good friend of ours, Joe Swanberg.
Yes.
His movie Happy Christmas, which stars Anna Kendrick, Melanie Lynskey, Mark Webber, who's been in a lot of these indie styles.
And Joe himself
with Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
But for Anna Kendrick, it's kind of a big thing because her last two kind of pickups were both Swanberg's, Drinking Buddies and now this.
Yeah.
So she's kind of establishing herself as a muse for Swanberg. Drinking Buddies was very different. But it was, I thought, his best film to date.
And Swanberg was recently seen in the horror movie You're Next.
Brilliant.
But it's cool to see Liam Dunham and Anna Kendrick in a movie together.
Yeah. And they're supposedly really good. I haven't seen this one. But when he was in town, he was talking how much fun it was to film it. Because he really enjoyed filming Drinking Buddies. I mean, imagine that. You're drinking all the time. But he said Happy Christmas was a really fun experience with the actors. And
sweet.
So, Joe, good job, Joe. And hopefully him and his brother just keep doing what they do.
I agree. Is that it for movie news?
That's all I got for Sundance, rights-wise.
Sweet. Is that in the news? Number 21?
Yeah. It sounds like it.
All right.
And